USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House of Representatives has passed a series of funding bills, including a $9 billion COVID relief bill. Those measures will not only fund the federal government through the end of September, but will also provide billions in additional funding for small business loans, vaccine distribution, and direct stimulus payments. Senator John Kennedy says the people who need money will get it under this package. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News that the bill should provide the help that many Americans need.
Restaurants are going to get money through the PPP, the help for small business. Folks who are unemployed are going to get enough money to help them through the current surge. They'll be available for a vaccine very, very soon. We're going to spend more money on vaccine distribution. I think it will be enough, but nobody knows.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health. And I want to just talk to you man to man for a moment. One third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizedhealth.com. Click that red button, watch a masterclass, and then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. EnergizeHealth.com.
A U.S. soldier who went missing from their post in upstate New York has been found. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The U.S. Army confirmed on Sunday the death of Corporal Hayden Harris. The 20-year-old soldier went missing from Fort Drum in upstate New York last week, noting that foul play is suspected. It's being reported Harris's body was found in a remote part of northern New Jersey and that local authorities said a fellow soldier was arrested in connection with his death. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And more than 70 cadets are under investigation in the largest cheating scandal in West Point's history. At least 50 students have already admitted to cheating on a calculus exam in the spring. The cadets had been taking the test remotely due to the pandemic. 8 students are facing hearings for honor code violations that could see them expelled from the Army's academy. A number of students who admitted to their cheating have entered a rehabilitation program set up to allow cadets who break West Point's honor code a chance to regain their standing. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President-elect Joe Biden received his coronavirus vaccination on Monday. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
There's nothing to worry about. I'm looking forward to the second shot. So is Jill. She's had her shot earlier today.
President-elect Joe Biden's comments after he received the COVID-19 vaccine in a televised appearance from a Delaware hospital. President-elect Biden also saying,
I'm doing this to demonstrate that people should be prepared when it's available to take the vaccine.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Despite not playing a physical game this year, the NFL has released its Pro Bowl rosters, recognizing the season's top performers. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes topped the fan vote, leading the Chiefs to the top playoff seed in the AFC. Green Bay's Aaron Rodgers earned his 9th Pro Bowl selection for the NFC. The Chiefs, Packers, Baltimore Ravens, and Seattle Seahawks tied for the most selections with 7 players each. 5 teams did not have 1 player selected. Altogether, 26 players were selected to their first Pro Bowl. And NFL Hall of Famer Kevin Green has died. Green played 15 seasons in the NFL, was a 5-time Pro Bowl selection, a 2-time All-Pro selection, and ranks 3rd all-time in career sacks. His 160 ranked behind only Bruce Smith and Reggie White. Green was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2016. He was 58. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.